confused about vocabulary?
你有语法难题吗？
Question and answer of the week
from BBC Learning English.
大家好，欢迎收听你问我答节目。今天的问题来自一位成都的听友 George， 我们一起来听一听他的问题。
Hello, I'm George. I'm from Chengdu. Could you please tell me the difference between the words how, where, below, and your? Thank you very much.
George 想知道下面四个词的区别 how, where, below, and you. 这四个词看起来很难。如果查字典，它们都可能被翻译成为吼叫、嚎叫的意思。但是字典里很难描述清楚它们之间细微的差别。不过我们一会儿一起听一听这些不同的声音，就知道它们的区别了。
英语语法新挑战。
So, let's start with the word yowl. We are going to listen to some clips of yowling, and that will help us understand what exactly this word means.
Ow, oh!
下面是一些例句来描述我们刚才听到的声音。 The man gave a yowl in pain. The dogs were yowling. The donkey yowled as it gave birth. 所以 yowling 是一种让人不太高兴的声音，特别是表示一种痛苦的声音，和汉语中的哀叫、哀嚎很相似。那什么是 howling 呢？我们刚才听到的声音啊，都可以用 howling 来描述。The dog started howling.They collapsed into howls of laughter. We can hear the howling wind. He howled with pain. 我们可以用 howl 来描述一种低沉的痛苦的声音，同时它也经常被用于描述那种深沉的发自内心的笑声。但最常用的还是用来描述狗的低沉的吼叫声。 So, what's next? It's the word wail. 这个声音是不是会让人开心点呢？The baby wailed on. The wailing of the siren could be heard above the traffic noise. The woman wailed with despair. The wind wailed outside the house. 所以 wail 和 howl 非常接近，但是 howling 是指比较低沉的声音，而 wailing 则是指那种很高很尖的叫声。
BBCUKChina.com.
Okay, now it's time for George's last word, bellow. 这个词的拼写很像 below 这个词，是不是？但是注意了，这里面有两个 L， 同时它们的重音也不相同。我们一起听一下 bellow, below, bellow, below.
Spot, whipper to the left! Left! Got it! By the left! Double march!
The cows bellowed as they were moved. The sergeant major bellowed loudly at the troops. They bellowed with laughter. The sheep's horn let out a long, mournful bellow. Bellowing 这个词描述的是一种很低很大的声音，它与 wailing 这种声音又不同。它可以用来描述愤怒的吼叫声，同时也可以用来描述大笑声。我们刚才讲的这四个词中最常见的是 howling 和 wailing。 Well, I do hope that you've enjoyed this program, George, and that you feel it has answered your question. 如果其他听友也有关于英语词汇和语法方面的问题，请给我们发电子邮件，我们的邮箱地址是 questions.elt@bbc.co.uk. Goodbye.
Need some language help?
Ask us a question.
你问我答。
From BBC Learning English.